fact.
And tell us where you want.
I don't know that.
Is that muddy?
I think it is. I don't know. Okay, we will go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:02 p.m. on Tuesday, November 14th, 2023. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Henrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on October 10th. I think the only change I sent to you, Rosie, if I remember correctly, is Alina Hauser's name was misspelled. Besides that, were there any other changes or corrections?
I had nothing.
I do not.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes with that noted change.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should put the usual sign. It is unanimous. First up is the encroachment agreement for 654 North Long Ridge Road. Come on up. I'll be coming up to the podium there. And if you could give your name and address, please, and then tell us what you're planning to do.
Yep. So I'm Bo Davis.
Marta Pasqualini.
And, yep, we live at 654 North Long Ridge Road, and we are just looking to put in a semi-private fence in our backyard.
So I think when I saw your drawing, by the way, I don't know who drew it, but nice job.
It's all
nice
her.
Job. That was well drawn. We
tried.
One. That was very well drawn. So the only question, the only thing I guess I would say is when I saw it was... just so you're aware, we tell this to basically everybody, is that if for some reason we have to access some of those utilities, and I don't know if these utilities are, I don't know if they're water, sewer. Do we know what the utilities are there? Chip?
I looked at it a long time ago when I talked to building and planning, but there's nothing that we should really have to
do with. So the only reason what I'm saying is that for some reason we have to get back there, we will try to get... in advance, tell you in advance, and so you can take your own fence down. If we have to take it down because of an emergency situation, we'll try to do it as gently as we can, but it will be on you to put it back up at your cost, okay?
For sure.
Okay. Any questions regarding the fence request?
I do not.
Okay. Then I will make a motion. We approve the encroachment agreement for 654 North Long Ridge Road as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous. Rosie, tell them what's next.
Okay, I will get this back to the planning tomorrow.
Okay.
And then we just go back over there and finish the paper.
Awesome.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Appreciate it. Next up is the encouragement agreement for 119 North 200 East. Mark, come on up. Name and address, please.
Mark Espick, 119 North 200 East, okay. Espick Printing.
And tell us what you want to do.
I'm just going to put a sign up in that middle turnaround, 3x4 foot, no taller than 6 foot off the ground. It's kind of similar to the one that's in front of Eagle Glen, the golf course.
Yep.
It's a white rectangular
yep.
with two white legs coming down.
Gotcha.
And then we'll have our logo in the middle. Pretty subtle.
So the, I guess the only question I really have is when I'm looking at the map here, Mark, I don't know if you have the map, but it looks like this is set back, I don't know how many feet, but from the kind of the turnout space. So my only question was to make sure that the sign wasn't going to impact people turning in or out of your property onto 200 there.
Oh, I mean, as far as visibility to see the road?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, the only reason I'm saying that is...
can I look at that real quick?
Let me show you what I'm saying. So you can see there's the curved lines there. So I don't know if that's where like your driveway goes out and then this is the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because if this is the road here, then there's no problem here. But if this is the road, then I just have a little question. But based on that curve,
that would be the line of the road right there. At the bottom.
That bottom one? Okay, then I don't have a problem. Because I don't think it's going to block anything.
It'll be 11 feet off the road.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, you're good as gold then to me. Okay. That's. I just wanted to make sure of that.
Gotcha.
Do you guys have any questions or anything for Mark?
Is it required to submit your plans to the Planning Commission? Because there is certain signage requirements and sizes.
We do have a permit in for that sign
okay.
with the Planning Commission.
I just didn't want it to say, oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's a dual. This is a dual where you got to get the encroachment, but you also have to get the Planning Commission approval. So it's probably
correct.
A dual approach.
Yeah, they told me to come to this meeting, and Rosie set it up for us.
Yeah, I got that. Okay. Any other concerns? Anything from the department heads? No? Okay. I'll go ahead and make motion to approve the encroachment agreement for 119 North 200 East as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. I'll say the same thing I said to them. If for some reason...
I heard it. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And then heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next step.
I'll check with them tomorrow.
Okay, great.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. By the way, you're certainly welcome to stay, but you don't have to. There's no...
All right.
I gotta take any offense if you leave. It's all good. Okay. Next up is the employment training agreement for Mr. Bogner. Bogner? Did I say it correct?
Bogner, yeah.
Bogner? Okay. That is in your packet. Mr. Bogner was hired on to the department... when?
About 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks, okay. So as you will remember with our police officers, they have to stay with us for 3 years after hire in order and before they're cleared of this agreement. And that way it protects our investment of sending them through the academy, doing everything we need to do from a training perspective and to keep our investment effectively for a couple of years, for 3 years there. So any questions regarding the training agreement? I'll make a motion we approve the training agreement with Mr. Bogner as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, so next up on our hit parade here is the Solid Waste Amendment Agreement. So you will know, you may remember that a couple of years ago we approved an extension with Waste Management. They were... they bought out Advanced Disposal, and so our contract with them is going to be what, expiring? Is it mid next year? Yeah, June of 24, right? So we went back to them, and we had a trash committee meeting. Trash committee is made up of Kelly's on it and. Jenny Middleton's on it, I'm on it, Marsha's on it, Rosie's on it. And so we went back to Waste Management and said, okay, please send us a extension, give us the cost, and then we'll do a comparison of that, what we think we can get on the market. I reached out to many of my fellow mayors to see what their cities, like-sized cities, were getting, and it ended up that the Solid Waste... that the Waste Management Agreement or the Waste Management Extension turns out to be, I think, beneficial for us compared to what other cities are paying. There is an increase in the cost, but compared to what other cities are getting increases of, I feel like it's a really fair deal. Our committee certified that agreement, if you will, or not certified the agreement, but said, yes, we think we should move forward with the agreement with Waste Management. I will tell you that one of the things I know that that was discussed in the trash committee was, if you look at the terms there, you can see that, well, right now we charge $11 per household on our bills, and the cost, let me put Rosie on the spot for a second. It's like $9.60 or something like that we get charged per household. Keep in mind the difference between what we get charged and what we charge our residents pays for junk pickup. Okay, so long story short on that is, as you can see, over the next 3 years, they're going to be raising that price up to $11.56. So next year would be $10.49, the year after that $11.01, and the year after that $11.56. So the term of this, this would be a 3-year extension. Obviously, if our citizens are paying us $11 and we're paying out $11.56, we're in an upside down situation. So there will be a minor trash increase that will have to happen probably next year. Mm-hmm. But long story short is we're not talking about a $5 or $10 increase. We're talking about a $1, $2, maybe $3 max, right? So long story short is that's where we're at. Wanted to be transparent with you, with the public, and Well, there's no audience here. No newspaper either, but long story short, just
interesting.
Yes. Anybody that's watching or watching on YouTube, just want to be transparent about that. But this is, I think, I don't think we would get this deal elsewhere. I'll just be very candid. And Rosie, of all people, knows that I feel very strongly about the fact that if we can go to market and get a better deal, I will 100% always go that way. Based on what I'm hearing from other mayors and other towns and other cities our size, we will not get a better deal than this. I just knowing what other people are paying for a household.
So I have a question.
Yes.
On number 3, the annual community cleanup.
Yes.
In 24-25, it's 117.
Yes.
25-26 is 123.
Mm-hmm.
26-27 is 117.
That's a good catch. That's
Why?
A good catch. That's a great question. I don't know that. I guess in some ways that I don't know, Marcia, how you I didn't notice that until mm-hmm. I appreciate you bringing that up.
I mean, it goes back down to.
Well, I mean, I guess in that
that's
way.
That's probably why I didn't notice it. I was like,
or I wonder if they have a typo and that should be 127 or something like that.
Well, yeah, or that they just copied that number
mm-hmm.
and maybe they, I don't know. I guess my question would be if we certify this or agree to this agreement, are they locked into that?
Well.
I mean, obviously, the nice thing to do is to go back and make sure this is what
I think
meant.
We need to go back and
okay.
find out if that's what they meant.
Okay.
And say we would welcome.
Well,
we welcome that rate, yes.
On the tonnage, it's 48, 50, 50, 92, and 53, 46. So that's why I wonder if it was a typo. Or
yeah, I understand that. So, and honestly, we have, like I said, until June for our current agreement mm-hmm. to expire. So I don't think there's any problem with us if we want to table this, go back to them and say, are we sure those are the numbers you want, kind of a thing, knowing that we don't want to really get into an argument in the future because of the typo. So
mm-hmm.
I appreciate your catch there, Nicole. I've looked over this thing about 300 times, and I never once caught that. I don't know why, but what are we paying for the blue bags? Do you remember? I know we charge residents a buck, but...
Yeah, it's set in there, but...
Well, it says 95 in the new one. I just,
yeah.
95 cents, so.
To tell you the truth, they've never charged me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Now, the other one used to, but these guys haven't.
I gotcha. Well, that's interesting. Well, anyway, long story short is we will go back. We will make sure that number is the right one. Hopefully it is.
Yeah.
We'll
it
see.
It may be.
So, and it may be. You know, again, there. I don't know if there was one reason for a spike, but we'll... We'll address that. So,
Mayor, just
yes.
FYI,
yeah.
The hypodermic needles that they have, can't find anybody in town to take them. So I went to the sheriff's, went to the drugstores, and the only one that takes them is the
recycle center.
But you have to purchase one of the red containers.
Mm.
So I'm just kind of letting you know if you ever get that question.
That's great.
We was trying to get rid of them, and we had a couple boxes, and...
Wouldn't take them?
No, only the recycle, and then there's a charge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I should know that, because I'm on the board, but I didn't realize we were charging.
So.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate that. So, let's table this agreement to the next meeting, and I will make a note for myself right now to get back with them on that cost, so...
Maybe 26 is wrong.
Maybe.
That's true. That's true. Okay. Next up is a street closing permit for installing sewer line at 368 North Oak. This is something that happened last week, right? I think I approved this in.
Yeah, I think.
And so I'm asking for retroactive
too.
Approval.
Yeah.
So I'm asking for retroactive approval of this. This is for the new homes that were built there, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought. So I think it was one of those that the contractor had a moment to get in there, and so they quick fill out a free clothing permit and stuff. So I asked for a motion to retroactively approve the street closing permit as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second and further discussion. All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is the street closing permit for a roll-off dumpster in front of the house on the street with the existing parking spots there. November 15th to the 21st, although I say it may be shorter. So I know Tom had marked on there if they're putting on the street name, he has concerns about visibility. I don't know exactly what that even means. And I'd say that respectfully, but I don't know how it would. I was looking at it. The only thing I guess I'd be concerned about is maybe the alley that comes out there. Maybe that would impede a little bit of view. But I don't know. I don't know that it would impede anything personally. I don't know, Gary, if you have thoughts.
It's pretty wide there.
Yeah.
It would be nice if they put a cone or something back behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I know there has been a car, too, that's been sideswiped there in that area. So
yeah,
if they put a cone or something. I know those dumpsters are, depends on who they get it from. You know, if it's GFL, it's probably a bright green one. But if it's another one, it could be a dark-colored one. And hard to see, so.
Well, that was my only concern, I think, overall on that was how wide the dumpster is, and how it may protrude out a little bit, which would push traffic to the middle, which could create a little bit more of a challenge there, but.
I drove over by there to check it out, and it's fairly wide still in that area.
Yeah, in that area, okay. So you feel confident most dumpsters wouldn't be a problem there?
I think so.
Okay. Any concerns from the board?
No.
I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit for, I'm assuming it's at 206 South Line Street, 206 South Line Street, with the notation of need some cones maybe in front or on the north side of the dumpster.
Second.
Okay, motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Let's see. Next up is payroll, bills, all kinds of good stuff. So
yeah,
I will turn it over to.
Some of these I have to find.
Okay, that's okay. First one I have in my Dropbox is the allowance of accounts payables for the 24th of October. But I'll do whatever one you tell me to do.
Oh, okay. I see it.
So page 21.
And I guess I thought we already did that one, but we didn't have a meeting. So there we go. So I'll make a motion that we pay all accounts payable in the amount of $250,897.83 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers, and this would be for checks.
What'd you say? 250. What'd you say? 250.
250. I'm sorry.
897.
250. 897.83.
Okay. So that was for wages.
Wages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I. You want me to do it different then with the all pay types and then. So I have to change it.
Oh, got it. Okay. So rescind your motion first.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'll make a, I'm rescinding my motion. I'll make a motion that we pay all paid types except overtime in the amount of $245,491.89 plus overtime in the amount of $5,405.94 for a total of $250,897.83.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. So the next number I have, Nicole, is on page 29 of that same document. And this is.
And this one is for.
Is that for ESP?
This looks like for checks. It's a big amount. Back up to the top. Checks.
Well, cause I was going to say, because then there's another page 21 has the $1 million figure.
Oh. Okay. This is why I write it all on.
That's okay. That's okay. Do you want me to do this one?
No, you can if you want.
Well, I mean, it's no big deal. I just. Okay, Well, then I'll make a motion that we approve the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated October 24, 2023 in the amount of $1,022,696.87, and I believe this is for checks.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, the EFTs.
Gotcha. I will make a motion that we pay all accounts payable in the amount of $341,711.37 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated October 24, 2023, and this is for EFT payments.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
What do you want me to do next?
Let's do 11-14.
Okay.
I think the first one I have, I think, is checks, and it would be...
Are there two or three of each one?
I think there's three of each, right? You have checks, EFT,
one,
and then payroll?
This one I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they may not be the exact same thing as for payroll.
Okay, gotcha.
I think I have this one.
Okay.
Check it.
So the
11-14 and the end of it is...
So, you shrink it and go to page 23.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yep. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $754,432.95 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated November 14, 2023. These are for check payments.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And on page 36. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $151,759.24 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated November 14th, 2023.
Second. Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And now payroll for that date.
So I have page
57?
I have 47.
Oh, I missed that one. Make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $261,421.03 plus overtime in the amount of $6,474.45 with total payment of $267,895.48 for the pay file ending October 20th, 2023.
Second. Motion seconded. For the discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Okay. Now, page 57. Yep. I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $254,003.45 plus overtime in the amount of $6,332.99 for a total payment of $260,336.44 for the pay file ending November 3rd, 2023.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Is that all of them?
We have meter deposits. So
that's what I've been told by several people.
Page 3 of that.
Mm-hmm. I will make a motion, let's see, to pay all accounts payable in the amount of, and this is another reason, $3,381.66 from the allowance of accounts payable voucher dated October 26, 2023 for meter deposits.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, for the usual sign, it is unanimous. Rosie, is there anything else you want us to approve?
No, I think that's
it. Is that it? I don't know how I missed
it. This is why we can't take a meeting off, people. This is why.
It's why. I'm too confused.
Department reports. Chip?
I've been working on the sewer line to 100 South, 300 East, and getting the trailer ready to bid in December.
Questions of Chip? Thank you. Sam?
Talking about what we did last mayor's youth council, we're focusing.
Introduce yourself first.
My name is Sam Bechtel. I'm the senior representative for the mayor's youth council. We're focusing on county government this school year, and we went to the township trustees for township trustee building for Columbia Township. Talked with Matt Manier, township trustee, and learned what he was doing with that new building and the changes he's made. And then we helped clean up trails in Morris Park.
Questions of Sam?
Yep.
Thank you. Michael?
Last week they put the new PLC in. It's running. We still got some things they got to work on, but for the most part, everything is running, and it's running the way it should.
That's great.
And then today we was doing some asphalting of some cuts, road cuts we had done.
Question of Mike? Hey Mike, where are we at with the South Chauncey Street project?
We're still waiting, just waiting on the cement structure to come in on that. So that's the starting point. We have to set that at a certain height.
So that then you can go up from there. Gotcha. That makes sense. Okay. Thank you. Sean?
So AAP has moved their dates for their transition to 69 kV yet again, to the point where our contractors could not be available during the time they wanted to make the transition. So that's going to delay the project. Now we're looking at our first outage date of December 8th. So that's going to be, like I said, a less than 30-second outage for most people north of 30 at that time. And then we'll move on to the west substation and work our way around. So still behind schedule as it has been for the last 3 years. Working on changing poles. One of our linemen had a goal to change 20 poles this year, and we're getting close to evaluation time. So
they're in a hurry to get poles changed.
Yeah, so we kind of let him run on that project, which is great. But have our journeyman line, we have to take guys and go do a project now with the staffing we have is great. You're going to see Christmas decorations coming up next week. So look out for that. We should have those done in time for the parade. I did have two guys attend the climbing lab, or boot camp as we call it, as the introductory class or training for Lion School. Brad Wygent and Dylan Snodgrass, they finished one and two in their class. So
really? Congratulations to them. That's awesome.
They did a great job down there, so we're looking forward to getting them more involved with hands-on stuff now. So.
Question, Sean. How often would you say our staff actually have to truly climb a pole compared to just going up in a bucket truck?
It's about maybe once a month.
Okay.
To climb. So they have to be proficient. It is a safety issue. So, plus boot camp kind of separates some of the people out that may not want to do this job. So it's a two-week long process. You climb the first week. You climb every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
You have usually a couple people drop out that week, and then the second week you do less climbing and more training. But they do wake you up at 2 a.m. typically, in my experience, and simulate an outage and take you out of your hotel to the pole site and have you climb a pole. So
hopefully it's raining that day so you really get the full experience.
Oh, yeah. My instructor's getting a little soft in his older age.
Okay.
He's used to, so. In previous classes, Matt Maggert, one of our journeyman linemen, our supervisor, has been down there actually helping lead classes.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing that again this coming spring, so.
Very good. Thank you. Gary?
All right. Veterans Marathon went very well. No issues in town. Did have a couple people out in the county that needed some medical attention, but in town we had no issues. Officer Young has been released to solo evaluation in the FTO process, and Officer Bogner has started FTO process. He's only 2 weeks into it, so he's got a little ways to go in that. We received our new pistols with the red dot sights. Detective Cook is setting up. He's our firearms instructor, and along with Officer Anderson, are setting up a range date to get everybody qualified on those weapons. Gearing up for the lighted Christmas parade. Officer Thomas is taking over the Patrolling for Presence program, and it's set to have the party out at Pages Crossing on December 16th. We usually have around 100 children that attend that program, yeah. So dispatch, they run smooth, no issues there. So.
Okay. Thank you. Questions of Gary?
No.
On the Veterans Marathon, real quick, Joanne Bird had sent me a couple of some data, which I thought was really interesting. So both the U.S. and Canada were represented at our Veterans Marathon. We had people from over 22 states that came. 56% of the field was male, 46% female. 41 runners were 65 and older, and 56 runners were 18 and younger. But they reached as far as north, obviously, to Canada, south to Florida, east to Maine, and west to Utah. So they had, I think, somewhere around 550-some that were signed up for the actual Veterans Marathon. That was 55 more than in 2022. So it was a great, and frankly, the weather probably couldn't have been much better. I mean, it was cool enough that the runners didn't have to worry about, you know, being too hot.
Dehydrated.
It wasn't, yes, but it wasn't too hot for dehydration purposes, mm-hmm. And so it was a beautiful day for it. And a little chilly when we started, but yep. It warmed up as it went. It was good, so, yeah. Thanks, Gary. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
I have a couple of reports just so you're aware for people that aren't here. So Terry said that they have moved the park office to the new office. Computers, copier, phones are all working properly, but the next step is the cameras and the door controllers. He said they're still waiting on 4 more copiers. This was on Friday he said this, but we're still waiting on 4 more copiers. We had all of our copier printers changed out, so still waiting on a couple of those. Kelly said they're obviously up to their ears and leaves right now. So they're doing that full time. Between that and work orders, they're swamped. But obviously, you know that we were awarded Friday or whatever day that was maybe November 1st or whatever date that was. Anyways, awarded the Community Crossings Award. So we got $1 million, which is great. We're using that toward second phase of Westgate, which is hoping to break ground and be completed next year. So that was a big deal. Jennifer, myself, and Kelly. Is everybody else that went with us? Or just the three of us?
Just the three
of us. And Tony. So 4 of us went to get the check presentation. It was a really cool event. And appreciate the governor and NDOT doing that. Kind of on that same note, as I mentioned before the meeting, tomorrow, I will be gone all day tomorrow for the first task force, the second meeting of the first task force in Indianapolis, so I'll be gone all day tomorrow. But I know that AIM and AIC, the Association of Indiana Counties, and the Accelerated Indiana Municipalities, will be presenting to the group about local needs, so local street needs, how we're supplementing funding. I think I've seen a couple of numbers from both of those presentations in preparation for tomorrow. And both of them show that both cities, towns, and counties are all supplementing our road and street dollars through lots of other funding mechanisms as well, whether it's property taxes or whatever. So, you know, people think that when they pay the gas tax, they're paying for their streets, but in reality, it's not just that. Yes, all that money goes to streets and roads and all that kind of stuff, but there's other monies that also go to those to maintain that infrastructure. So it'll be interesting, as I think I told you the last time, there's an arc when it comes to the gas taxes. And I think here in 2 or 3 years, it's projected that that gas tax will, the actual revenue will start falling off. And so the big question about the first task force is, how are we going to fund roads going into the future, knowing that the gas tax revenue is expected to start falling off? So something for the legislature to decide. I think we're supposed to come up with recommendations of that. We'll see how that goes. So from the Parks Department, from Matt, the ice rink is all set up and ready to go. The date it opens is December 2nd. They are, in fact, they should have all the bathrooms now winterized. So if people try to go into the restrooms, they will notice those are locked because we have hit cold weather. When cold weather hits, we got to watch out for our pipes and all that kind of great stuff. So the new digital sign is set where the former high school site was set. So between the entryway, the southern entryway into the old high school property or in the Eagle Park, and between that and the community foundation there, the new digital sign is there, and basically they're almost ready to go with that. Mother-son event, mother-son Halloween party went well. They had record attendance this year, which was great. You'll remember that's the compliment to the father-daughter dance, which is a cool thing. Obviously, they moved to the new office. They are going to be having, and this is something to note, and we'll send out an email or something here, but they are having an open house at the new office on December 4th. So I will send out more information on that, but just kind of mark your calendars tentatively for December 4th at the new office location for the Parks Department. They had the 2D art students from the high school paint a scene on the concrete balls that are there around the splash pad. And they also had a graphic design student use her artistic talents to paint a scene on some of the others. So, and Andrea and Matt had the opportunity to teach Easter Seals Passages clients how to play t-ball, which is kind of a cool thing, and they really seemed to enjoy that. Mike Cook, I'm almost done. Mike Cook said, you know, they've been doing some tune-ups of the, like, sludge boiler, and they've had the pump number 2 reinstalled, some things like that. Pre-treatment inspections on industries is still going on. They're awaiting information. Here's the really the important thing, I think, is that they're awaiting information back from IDEM on cyanide. They've been having some cyanide issues, and they can't figure out why or where, but, like, some numbers come in really, some numbers have came in bad, but then after testing, it's been good consistently. So IDEM has said, well, you need to have this tested consistently, and we basically came back and said, well, we have been testing it consistently, and they all show good, so do we really need to, because it costs something to test that over and over and over and over again. So I know we're working on that to try to get that cleared up with IDEM. So lastly is fire department, and he said that he gave me all a bunch of information. Most of it I've forgotten since then, so I'm sorry, Tom. But there was a note that they changed, I think, in number one, in number two, in fire truck 102, and basically because it's now an aged vehicle, because it's 20 years old, they're starting to say, well, I don't know how much we can do more to this, but we've said you can do this kind of thing. So with 101, there's again some 101 because of the coolant thing that we've talked about in the past. I think there's anything else. Oh, hiring process. So as you know, we have a retiree. I think I told you about that maybe at the last meeting. There's a retiree, or there's someone that is planning to retire, and so Tom's asked to replace that individual. He's still debating whether to do a straight lateral or to do an open process in the past. Him and I talked on the phone this afternoon, and I told him, you know, this morning I went to the High School Health and Human Services Academy meeting, and there was two firefighters, or two individuals there, two high school students that were seniors, that were, one of their work goals is to become a full-time fire department firefighter on our Columbia State Fire Department. So I thought it was really cool that shows the Fire Academy is graduating individuals who want to be a part of our city organization and want to be a full-time firefighter for our department. So I thought that was all good stuff. Doesn't mean we'll wait for them to graduate by any means, but it is something where I thought, okay, that's great, because the whole purpose of that was to have a pipeline of firefighters that we can hire in our own community to keep growing our own effectively. So what else do I need to tell you? Reminder that we are closed on Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving. Shop Small Saturday, obviously, is right after that, but before that is the Friday night Lighted Christmas Parade, which we're excited about. And I think last time we closed the streets on that, so no parking and stuff, so it should be nice and safe and open and stuff. So that's all I got. I've talked enough. So, Walt.
Just FYI, the Regional Sewer District is planning for an open house, so just kind of keep tuned in.
Okay.
And I'll forward anything I can get, but I know it's in December time frame.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Cool. There's no press. Anybody from the audience? Okay. Then we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank